Patient name Kenneth, last name Blevins, B-L-E-V-I-N-S. Date of birth 7/11/74. Date of service 5/11/24. This is a 49-year-old male patient. Patient is here today for lab results. He does have significant history of diabetes, which seems to be uncontrolled. Although he tells me he is feeling well, he has no other complaint, no new complaint today concerning any chest pain, shortness of breath, or abdominal pain. No activity intolerance. He's a very busy gentleman. He travels on a monthly basis. He's usually gone for 3 weeks out of the month. In fact, he's leaving very soon. The next time that he will return is in another 3 weeks. So concerning his labs, we've called him back for a follow-up visit because his glucose was 298, period, new paragraph. So other labs, including cholesterol and prostate, were grossly normal, period, new paragraph. However, we did not do an A1C. We will order that today, and, of course, the results will be back in another couple of days, period, new paragraph. I've tried to encourage him and tell him that we can get his diabetes under control, but I need his help. He tends to be non-compliant. He doesn't eat in a consistent fashion. He usually consumes one meal a day. He tells me he has times where his blood sugar will be down to 150 and other times it'll be 350, period, new paragraph. This patient does not adhere to a diabetic diet, period, new paragraph. So reviewing his labs today, the main concern is glucose of 298. We will obtain a set of labs today for an A1C, period, new paragraph. On vital signs, O2 sat 98, blood pressure 146 over 85, pulse 75, respiration 18, temperature 98, period, new paragraph. Surgeries, none, medical history, diabetes, medications currently taking, sertraline 100 milligram daily, metformin 1000 BID, and glyburide 2.5 milligram on a daily basis. Period, new paragraph. On exam, patient is awake, alert, oriented, well-nourished, well-developed, well-groomed. He's not in any distress. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft. Heart, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur. Lungs are clear. The auscultation, normal respiratory effort is observed. Abdomen is soft, non-tender. Remainder of exam is unremarkable. Period, new paragraph. This patient does tell me concerning his diabetes. We've reviewed that a little for his information. He does complain of paresthesias to the bottoms of his feet, exacerbated by uncontrolled diabetes. Once again, his blood sugar was 298. We'll obtain an A1C today, period, new paragraph. So diabetes is a diagnosis. We're not going to change any medications today. Instead, we're getting an A1C for further follow-up. He is instructed to also bring a blood sugar log with him when he returns in 3 weeks, period, new paragraph. I've also told him that we will prescribe for him a continuous glucose monitoring system, which will help him in controlling his diabetes as well as eating habits. He is to look at American Diabetes Association dietary controls, and he must eat in a consistent fashion. He's going to go to a pharmacist and find out which is the least expensive of the continuous glucose monitoring devices that are out there, and then return to clinic. And, of course, we would be glad to prescribe that, period, new paragraph. I've tried to communicate with him on a level which gets support, which gets the point across of he must maintain good glycemic control. So this is a start. He'll be back again in 3 weeks.